necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday, which means I'm going to be joined in just a moment by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, one of the people I really look forward to spending time with on the air. And then we're going to change it up, and we're going to be joined by Rob Rogers and Gary Millett to talk about a stealth form of electrolyte minerals that you could take advantage of. I've been using them, and we're going to get into that a little bit later because electrolytes are very, very important, especially if you're on some sort of restrictive diet today. Just want to remind everybody the website is superhumanradio.net, and we do have a new iTunes feed because Apple is the most difficult company to do business with, probably next to the American government. So now you have to search for us again and subscribe to us. A lot of you have already done this. But if you are missing Superhuman Radio and it looks like it hasn't been updated since June, that's because they refuse to merge our two feeds together. They're treating me like it's a brand new podcast. So work around it. Search for Superhuman Radio Network on iTunes and subscribe to the new show. And you'll know it's the new show because all of the episodes are updated. And without further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, have you ever had to deal with Apple?
Not like you, man. Luckily, my IT people handle that headache.
They suck. They are so rigid. All they had to do was change the URL for my RSS feed. One little thing, from .com to .net. They refused to do it. They made us set up a brand new channel. And I said, the show is in production continuously for 12 years. You're going to make me set up and treat it like a brand new podcast. Well, that's the way we do things here. Man, wow. I'm glad I don't use Apple computers personally. I really am. Anyway, I got to say something before we get into today's discussion about DMAA, and it's very timely. So everybody knows that I am a train-fasted ketotard, and I love training fasted. But recently, as of Thursday last week, and I shared this with you already, I started using a scoop of Carbolin. And then I went from a scoop of Carbolin to adding a scoop of Thrive together. And there is no doubt about it, folks. I don't care if you are fat adapted. You will train harder and train longer and leave the gym feeling more energized if you use Carbolin in and around your workouts. And it won't kick you out of ketosis because I check my blood sugar later in the day because then I switch right back to predominantly protein and fat and vegetables. And my blood sugar is back down where it always is. And my blood sugar is always in the 70s later in the day. And I wake up in the morning, it's 59, 58. So if you use it before your workout and you burn it up during your workout, you will get back into ketosis. You don't have to be afraid of this. But I got to tell you, Jeff, I was not a real believer in Carbolin until this recent experiment. I crushed leg day the other day. I did more work. I texted you right after when I was leaving the gym. This is all the work I did today, and I'm leaving the gym, and I don't feel crushed. I am excited about leaving the gym. Remember?
Yep. No, I do. And, you know, just to comment on that, you know, I think, again, as people are on the ketogenic diet, you know, they just don't really understand, you know, how the body works and what the whole ketosis thing is and why you're even doing it. You've got to fuel yourself during a workout. And in my clinical trials, even borderline and type 2 diabetes, sugar levels after 60 minutes were lower than where they started. So Carbolin actually lowers your sugar level. pretty interesting. So again, no, you got to fuel for a workout, man. I mean, you can't be in there dragging. It kind of defeats the whole purpose of being on kettle. Anybody can lose weight, but don't you want to put on muscle too? You know,
and that's an important thing, because if you can't train as hard as you are needing to, you're not going to add muscle. And so that's why it's worth using Carbolin 30 minutes before your workout, and then go back to the way your diet goes. Okay, now, this is important, because Rob Regish and I kind of touched on this yesterday. A DMAA is supposed to be a banned substance. This question actually came from Samson. He said, "Hey, Dr. J, I thought DMAA was a banned drug. Why do I see this company saying they're above the FDA and are going to use it anyway? What's up with that?"
And I left out the company name because, again, you know,
Yeah, you're not looking to bash people. You're just looking to bring.
And you know, being that I'm in the industry, I don't want anybody saying, "Well, you know, you're a competitor, so you're just trying to badmouth companies."
Well,
no,
let's be honest, Dr. J. If you wanted to use DMAA, you could use it.
I mean, you know, I could put cocaine in the product too if I wanted to. That doesn't make it legal or ethically moral. You know, the thing that really bugs me is the reason why the supplement industry started years ago, you know, by tree huggers and, you know, granolas, is alternatives to drugs. I mean, looking for natural ways to be able to do things. And I'm all for, you know, finding the latest, greatest new thing, but this is nothing new. You know, this is a drug that the FDA had on the market from 1944, and I like that they voluntarily withdrew it from the market in 1983. What that means is the government threatened to throw every CEO, chemist, employee in jail if they didn't voluntarily remove it. So that's kind of a way that the FDA gets you to do it, so they don't have to spend, you know, 10 years and millions of dollars prosecuting. But the reason why is it was dangerous. You know, it was used as a nasal decongestant. Now, we now have better nasal decongestants, but there were so many side effects. If you go back and look at, you know, this from Eli Lilly, again, you know, in 1944, think about how the FDA was back then compared to now. I mean, they were worse back then. I mean, drugs just got approved right and left, and for something to be on the market for almost 40 years. So it's not a stimulant. It's not this amazing thing. It's a dangerous drug, and I tried it, and it was stupid, man. It makes you – it doesn't even give you energy, Carl. It makes you feel weird, you know?
Several of the methylxanthines, which I guess this is technically a methylxanthine, right?
Yeah, it is. It is a methylxanthine.
So not all methylxanthines are the same. Like yohimbine makes me feel like that. It makes me feel clammy and sweaty, and it makes me feel sick. I can't take any kind of yohimbine, not even in small doses. I don't think I've ever used DMAA. I have a feeling it would do the same thing to me then.
It's worse, you know. Several people. No, I don't. I never smoke marijuana, but they go, "Oh, it kind of gives you that marijuana feeling where you just don't want to train." And I'm like, "Well, okay."
Why would you use that then? Yeah.
Because there's idiots that smoke pot before they go to the gym. I mean, but here's the thing: is it was used as a sympathometric drug that actually constricts the blood vessels.
Oh yeah, you don't want that when you're training.
No, so, and then stack that with caffeine?
Man.
So that's why, you know, there's been 5 or so reported deaths and numerous, you know, hospital ailments, which is why the FDA banned it. You know, again, I have to follow the FDA because I'm in that business. So even though I don't agree with them, I do agree when they ban something that's a drug. You know, the reason why they banned ephedra, they didn't ban the herb. They couldn't control the spiking and adulteration, so the best way was just to ban the whole thing. You know, prohormones got out of control. People were selling testosterone as prohormones. I agree that they needed to ban that. DMAA, it's a drug, you know? I mean, so these companies, you know, they're going and looking in old drug files. They're going to China, and they're getting China to make these old drugs, and then they're sticking them in products. At first, if you remember, they weren't even put it on the label. They were saying it contained geranium extract, which is a
right.
bunch of garbage.
Right.
And this company in particular, the owners have already been in jail for spiking their products. They got 3 years. They're back at it. They think they're above the law, you know, they're making a lot of money, but they're probably in a bunch of other stuff. This is probably more of a front, you know, because I find most drug dealers are in more than one type of drug. You know, you just don't go, oh, I'm only going to deal in this. They're probably doing more than meets the eye. But it's, again, you know, the frustrating thing is it's bad rap for our industry because people on the outside say, oh, here's the supplement guys. They're not regulated. And I get so tired of people saying we're not regulated. We are regulated. We're the number two most regulated industry, nuclear one, dietary supplements, then pharmaceutical.
Is that right? I never realized.
Yeah, but do they control the nuclear? I don't know. Do they control the drug? Heck no. You know, are there rules and regulations people are supposed to follow? Yeah, but that doesn't mean that people are going to follow them. And what do they do when drugs enter the market or come in from outside the country? You know, it's hard for them to keep up with that. You just don't hear a lot about it. But, boy, let the supplement company, you know, do something that's off, you know, illegal or off the chart. And, you know, we're the unregulated bad, you know, bad guys of the world.
Well, think about something. So if you have a supplement and it causes any adverse reactions whatsoever, they will make you pull it from the market. If you have a drug that causes any adverse reactions whatsoever, they don't make you pull it from the market. They just list it as possible side effects. Think about that for a second.
Well, and again, you know, understanding why, you know, again, I didn't write the legislature somewhere years ago. They said if a company is a drug company and they do all this research and they can prove that the drug works with minimal side effects. Now, minimal side effects to them and minimal side effects to us are two different things.
Yeah, that's
They expect people to die during the clinical trials. That's why they say death is a possibility. It's a low possibility because maybe only 10 people died out of 5,000. But it's for the greater cause of healing an ailment. But see, they can make claims because they've proved something works. So that's the difference between a drug and a supplement. They have gone through the process of proving that it actually works. On the supplement industry, we don't do that. We don't prove anything works. We throw it in a bottle and put it out there and tell everybody what it does. So, you know, that's why we can't sell any drugs because we haven't even checked to see if it's safe. At least with the pharmaceutical, they're telling you that it's not safe, but we aren't even doing that. You know, so again, if we had to go through all the protocol with toxicology studies and getting all the approvals, and we can say, hey, DMAA is not safe. You know, okay, it's going to open up your nasal passages. If you combine it with caffeine, you're going to get some wacky feeling. But there's a possibility of death, stroke, you know, heart attack.
You know,
then we would be just like a drug.
But what I've always wondered is why don't companies in the supplement industry do that? And the reason is, because they can't patent and protect. Well, but the expense isn't anything compared to the potential value. Here's the problem.
Well, but they're not inventing anything.
Well,
they're taking somebody else's product and putting it in there.
Yes.
They didn't invent Viagra. They didn't invent testosterone. They didn't invent DMAA.
So here's a perfect example. The British company BASF was the company that did all the research and clinical trials on the R form of alpha-lipoic acid. They wanted to introduce it as a type 2 diabetes medication because it's a powerful insulin mimetic, and it had very few, if any, side effects. The problem was that after they invested all this money in clinical trials and research, they were told that the R form of alpha-lipoic acid was not patentable. So even though it worked, and even though it was safe, it didn't cause any additional side effects other than it could cause blood sugar to drop too quickly.
Right. Right.
And, you know, and obviously hypoglycemia, but it would never cause diabetic coma like insulin can, because they couldn't patent it. And they knew that once they released this research, anyone who wanted to sell R-alpha lipoic acid would just point at that research. They abandoned it.
But that's what the drug companies do. I mean, they spend billions of dollars that never even go to market. But see, they don't tell anybody. They will do all the research to see if they can get it, where they can file a patent on it, and all that secret. You know, the supplement industry, everybody's in a hurry. Everybody wants to throw something out there. I mean, I have, you know, 9 patents. I just got another one that just issued this week for South Africa. It takes time. You know, I had to sit on Crealclin for 2.5 years. I mean, I wanted to tell people about it, but I couldn't, because if you release the information, number one, it's not patentable anymore. Number two, people are going to start knocking you off. So until you actually get your patent pending. So again, we don't want to spend 10, 15, 20 years researching things. You know, we have an idea. We want to put it on market tomorrow. And that's really the problem with the supplement industry. Again, they don't want to go through the process of getting all the approvals. And BASF is a big company, but they cook something kind of common. And yeah, they did a lot of research on it. And then they found they couldn't have got a patent. They should have probably filed the patent first before they even told anybody about it.
I don't think it's patentable because it's naturally occurring. I think that was their problem. They were trying to...
Probably, and prior art, you know, I mean, you know, the L and the R, I mean, it's already kind of out there. The patent office is really tough now with trying to get patents because maybe somebody over in Bulgaria, you know, gave R to a dog, and that's considered prior art. So it's much more difficult to get a patent today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, so what's the buyer to do when confronted with a company that's willing to continue to sell a banned substance? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to SuperHuman.com HumanRadio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meets banner ad.
Quest today. Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I've been watching you a la 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 long, a la 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 long, longly long, long, long.
Welcome back. Talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. If you're just tuning in now, we're talking about a compound that's was banned called DMAA. It's a stimulant. It's used in some pre-workouts and even some fat loss products. There seems to be some danger associated with its use. As Dr. Jeff pointed out, it's been around for 40 years. It was a nasal decongestant. And the ban requires companies to stop including it in their formula. But there are companies out there that are not doing that. They are continuing to use it in their formula, and they're probably going to continue to do it until the FDA moves on them, and then they'll cease and desist. So what's the bias?
I was going to say, actually, I want to read this to you. This was in the news. I'm going to leave out the company name because I don't even want to give them any publicity. But it says federal authorities recently seized more than $2 million of dietary supplements from this company that contain DMAA. And this is what the owner said in the interview. They may have come in and seized my warehouse today, but they didn't seize what is in my warehouse the following day and the next day and the next day. I mean, it goes on to say basically he's above the FDA, he's suing them, he's got more money than them, and he doesn't care what the federal government says. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. Now, the thing I want to get across, folks, is if a company is using DMAA, I can guarantee they are using a handful of other drugs also, because this company has been caught doing this numerous times. And you can go on the internet and you can find, you know, people that are still selling it. So what you got to do is you just got to stay away from these products. And I understand there's drug people out there that don't care. You guys are going to continue to support this guy, and you're going to make him billions of dollars, you know, selling illegal stuff. But for the rest of us, you know, just quit supporting them because they're cheating. I mean, they've been caught cheating so many times on so many different products. I've had to go after them for trademark infringement, patent infringement.
Really?
I mean, Carl, they cheat on everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's amazing. Well,
but,
and from a supplement usage standpoint, DMAA may be harmful. It definitely doesn't sound like it works from some of the stuff that you just described.
Why don't they sell it by itself? Why do they got to put it with, you know, 16 other things? I think the fact that it's illegal, it's a drug, is what makes it more attractive to people. Because everybody is looking for the latest legal drug. I mean, they got 350 milligrams of caffeine, and who knows what other drugs they're putting in there.
350 milligrams of caffeine is more than enough in the methylxanthine category to get you hyped up for your workout.
I saw one company, this was a few years ago, that had DMAA when I was testing a bunch of them, and we found a bunch of amphetamines that were mixed in there. So I can guarantee there's more than DMAA in this product. You're going to find a couple other stimulants because this product isn't a stimulant. It's not a central nervous stimulant. It was designed to help you breathe better by restricting the blood vessels. I mean, that's why it didn't work. You'd be better off using, you know, pseudoephedrine. I mean, go get some Sudafed.
That actually works. And a lot of people do use that. They buy Primatene tablets and they take those pre-workout.
And it's legal, you know, as long as you don't exceed the limit.
Yeah. Listen, not to change the topic to something more positive, but let's.
Yes.
I hear that Santa is back for August. Is that true?
Yeah, next week, I believe, the 16th. Supplement Santa, Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time, giving away tons of stuff.
How are you going to top last month? Last month you gave away like $1,000 in cash plus prizes, right?
Man, you know what? I don't know. The more people that tune in live, the more excited I start giving. But then the week after, on August 23rd, is the finals to Season 1's Traded Up, where people have been trading up their old creatine for a brand-new bottle of Crealkaline. And all of the videos have gone into a drawing, and the judges have chosen five top videos. So August 23rd, live on EFX Sports Facebook page. Supplement Santa is on Dr. Jeff's, but this will be on EFX Sports. The grand prize video winner is going to win $1,000 in cash. I mean,
Wow.
Like giving stuff away, man, is fun, you know?
Yeah, it is. It does make me feel good, doesn't it?
You know, it does. I mean, when I think, like anything, when you've been blessed, you know, it's good to give back. I mean, you shouldn't stick it all in your pocket, you know?
Don't be greedy. Give to the needy. There you go.
Yeah.
Dr. J, as always, I love spending time with you as a person. You're by far the most decent person I know. And more importantly,
well, thank you.
You are exactly who you are right now on the show in person. And, you know, a lot of people create a facade, right? I mean, I've had people say this about
sure.
me. Carl Lenore is exactly who you think he is. That's rare today. The reason people point that out is because most people, who their public persona is different. When you meet them in person, they're jerks and rude or whatever.
Yeah.
But you are exactly who you are on the air and off the air. And it's really a unique quality in today's bumper crop of gurus out there. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think it comes from our upbringing, Carl. You know, I think some of our heritage, we were taught to, you know, a handshake is a handshake, and you shouldn't be different in private or, you know, than you are in public. You know, what you see is what you get. And I know you're the same way. I mean, you know, it's like, this is who we are.
To a fault sometimes.
is, because, you know, we tell it how it is. And, hey, but that's my opinion. You don't have to agree with my opinion.
But at least you know where I stand, right? At least
exactly.
You know where I stand. Yeah,
yep.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, Dr. J.
All right, well,
talk to you later, brother.
Take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about electrolytes and minerals and where they're hiding that you may not even realize it. Stay tuned.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the
leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It was probably about 2011. That I became intimately interested in electrolytes. Here's why. And when I started to look at this, it was Adel Moussa who, through his superb ability to pull up studies literally at his fingertips, substantiated what I had discovered about electrolytes. We don't pay attention to electrolytes. We don't. And many of us are on restricted diets of some sort. I don't know. You could be a bodybuilder eating 5 meals a day, but small meals. You could be on keto and getting a lot of fat, not a lot of protein if you're doing it the wrong way, in my opinion. If you do it the right way, you're getting a lot of protein too, but that's just my opinion. Or you could just be one of these people who just doesn't eat a lot. You do a lot of intermittent fasting. You have one or two meals. And the kidneys, as we learned recently, when Dr. James Dinoclantonio came on to talk about his book, The Salt Fix, Actually, the kidneys work harder to restrict sodium from escaping than they do from allowing sodium to escape. And research that I read years ago on chronic kidney disease show that humans and rodents that are given sodium chloride or sodium bicarbonate actually can stave off the degenerative chronic kidney disease stages that they're at just by adding salt back into the diet. But you can't just look at salt. When you look at salt, you've got to look at magnesium because, as the book Salt Fix points out, everybody's crazy about magnesium. Oh, we're low in magnesium. Well, guess what? If you don't have enough sodium in your diet, then the body cannot absorb magnesium. And the osteoclasts that are used to liberate calcium from the bones, they also liberate sodium and magnesium and other minerals from the bones. So if your body is going to your bones to get these minerals, you're in big trouble. Never mind just the fact that your bones are going to get thin and porous and you're going to end up with fractures and bone breaks earlier in life. But you're also very in trouble, too, because the body has a hard time liberating minerals from the bones. It has to work very, very hard. So, but the real thing about minerals that people miss completely is from a performance standpoint. So when we look at the effects of anabolic steroids, let's take a strong one. Let's take trenbolone. Everybody knows. Trenbolone gives its user amazing strength. I've talked about my own usage of it. It literally takes your body hostage and makes you do work that you never thought you could do. Well, the way trenbolone affects the ability for contractile force to increase is through the modulation and attenuation of minerals inside and outside the muscle. It increases calcium channel activity while increasing magnesium efficiency in the muscle. So basically, the way anabolic steroids make you stronger is their effect on the electrolyte minerals that are responsible for causing muscle contractions. Think about that. So if, in fact, you focus on getting your electrolytes correct, you can increase strength. Now, people take supplements. Yes, it's true. But there may be another way that people can get their minerals. If they are using a ketone supplement that is sensibly designed to deliver the four most important minerals, potassium, sodium, calcium, magnesium, as opposed to just focusing on sodium or sodium and potassium or calcium and calcium and sodium, all four of them. And in fact, the reason I take Ketogenics Prime every morning, even the days that I'm not fasting, is because I want that mineral jolt before I go to the gym. My guests today are Rob Rogers and Gary Millett. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good.
Doing awesome, Carl.
By the way, for those of you who don't know who Rob Rogers is, Rob Rogers is a guy who loves what he does. It exudes from his pores. It's true. Am I right about this or not?
Yeah, if you think I'm that way, wait till you talk to Gary.
No, I've had Gary on the show, but you are just about having fun within the category that you are occupying today. You're just a really benevolent, genuinely fun-loving guy, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if everybody would say that, but you're very gracious, and thank you. But, yeah, Gary, myself, and our other partner, Steve, we literally love what we're doing,
okay.
No doubt.
Okay, so now, Gary, I'm going to turn to you because one of the things I learned about you is you feel the way I feel about Ketogenics Prime. It's not just about the ketones. It's about the minerals, right?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. I mean, so many people forget that, especially when they go to a ketogenic diet, Carl.
They stop getting those minerals from their diet, and the kidneys have to work harder to sequester those minerals in the body, folks. If you're getting minerals in your diet, it gives your kidneys a break. It's not the other way around. Dr. James DeNicolantonio in his book shows that taking a sodium chloride in a solution before you train not only can make you stronger, but improves pump and muscle fullness. And everybody's on a low sodium diet today. In fact, in his book, he shows that low sodium diets cause elevated blood pressure because they make the blood thicker, because they change the hemodynamics of the blood, because they don't allow fluids to be retained. See, it used to be thought that sodium intake increased the amount of fluid in the blood vessels and veins and arteries, so therefore it increased blood pressure. We are now learning it's exactly the opposite. The blood gets thicker, and it's harder for the heart to push it. That's called hemodynamics. So actually, taking sodium in the diet can lower blood pressure, contrary to what the medical orthodoxy tells people. But it's not enough to go, oh, I'm just going to take sodium, or I'm going to salt my food more, or, oh, I'm going to take you need the four most important minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. You need them all because they occur in nature together. They don't occur like supplements, one in one bottle and one in the other. And that is the brilliance behind Kegenics Prime, in my opinion. I take Kegenics Prime some mornings, and then I eat an hour later because that day I have to eat early. I'm not training or whatever, because I want those minerals, and I want them every single day. I want them every single morning, and I want them to get into my bloodstream quickly. That's one of the reasons I love the product, because you guys brilliantly didn't just say, oh, we're just going to use sodium to deliver our 14 grams of BHB. You actually divided it up amongst all the minerals. Whose idea was that? Whose idea was that?
That was kind of my idea a long time ago. If you just step back for a second, some of the things you said were so absolutely dead on. And the one thing that people need to kind of understand is the body is one giant electrical system. And what's interesting is the role of electrolytes in that really big electrical system. So if you don't have the proper amount of electrolytes, your cells can't maintain the voltages needed. And those have really big impacts on nerve impulses and muscle contractions. And if you really think about it, the muscle that has to work best is the heart. Mm-hmm. And so by having a suite of electrolytes that is balanced and is catatonic, it allows for all of the contractions necessary and the proper voltages to be maintained. I think the other comment you made was so accurate on the kidneys, Carl. What people don't realize is one of the main purposes the kidneys have is to maintain electrolyte balances so you can maintain that electrical system. So when you leach water out of your system, and when people go typically to a little bit of a low-carb diet, what happens is you're producing less insulin. Well, when you produce less insulin, you're going to have less glucose. And so what ends up happening is you lose a lot of water through that process.
Mm-hmm.
So the kidneys now work harder, just as you pointed out. They work super hard at trying to maintain that electrolyte balance. So unless you help them by adding more electrolytes and adding water, you're really going to put a huge stress on your kidneys.
Yeah, because the kidneys have no problem passing electrolytes out. And when the feedback system says to the kidneys, we have a lot of sodium, we have a lot of potassium, we have a lot of magnesium, we have a lot of calcium, the kidneys don't work because they are letting stuff pass out. The kidneys are filtering. If they don't have to filter, they're not working. When are they working the hardest? When you're not getting enough potassium, when you're not getting enough calcium, when you're not getting enough
sodium, that's exactly
then they've got to go, holy crap, we have to become this osmotic barrier. We have to let water out, but we have to keep all, now the kidneys are working. So if you have an abundance of minerals in your diet, your kidneys, in fact, this became so evident to me a few years ago. I had a friend whose dog was dying of kidney failure. And I told this person to put sodium bicarbonate in the dog's water because I found three good studies that showed sodium bicarbonate and sodium chloride, when given to rodents and humans with chronic kidney disease, it actually extends the lifespan of the kidneys. And it dawned on me, it's like, wait a minute, that's not what doctors tell you. Doctors tell you, oh, if you have too many minerals, your kidneys work harder. That's complete BS.
Yep. It is. You're exactly right.
And obviously, having the BHB in there is another great thing. And I like, and there's so much good research. So I am not one of these people who says, oh, ketones are necessary for you to train hard fasted. But here's what we are learning. In a recent study that showed that ketones post-workout, and obviously if they're in your blood pre-workout, they're in your blood post-workout, actually have an anabolic effect. Did you see that study that was just published like last week or the week before?
I did.
All right, I want to talk about that. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the emerging research that we're learning about the benefits of the presence of ketones from an athletic standpoint. Stay tuned. If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted until my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it. There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose liposphere vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. By the way, I add a teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate to my Ketogenics Prime in the morning, and I think it's a great idea because the bicarbonate is important as well. But I will warn you that when you shake it up in your shaker bottle, it will blow the top open on your shaker bottle. So be prepared. You got to shake it, open the top, and let the gas out. Shake it, open the top, and you got to do that 4 or 5 times until it settles in, because the CO2 that it produces initially, I'm telling you, the first time I did it, when I went to pop the top open to drink it, it sprayed all over the kitchen. So, but I do add that, interesting. So Gary, let's talk about some of the emerging research. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of interest in ketone supplements right now. Let's talk about this most recent one that shows some sort of enhanced anabolism when ketones are present post-workout. Talk about it.
Well, actually, there's right now growing evidence that actual ketone supplementation boosts glycogen synthesis. And, you know, in the past, that was sort of like not even considered. Everybody thought you were either in a ketogenic state or you were in a glycolytic state, and those didn't match. But there's more and more evidence that says as you supplement with ketones, you're actually stimulating your other fuel system. And I think in the past, Carl, we didn't have access to ketone supplementation, so you were basically, hey, let's test the athletes when they're in a glycolytic state versus, hey, let's test the athletes when they're in a ketogenic state.
Right.
Well, what happens when they're in both? And I think this is where the new research is really coming. And I think that what we're really finding is how do we use both fuel systems at the same time anabolically? Because remember, when people used to be in a ketone, they used to cut. So the old bodybuilding routine was to simply go through and cut before a competition. Well, that means that you would deplete your whole body of glycogen in order to stimulate ketones. Mm-hmm. What if you don't have to do that? So more and more evidence that we're seeing says, hey, you can make the glycogen synthesis actually increase by improving the ketone ratio.
But see, this makes perfect sense from an evolutionary perspective. And the reason I say that is because the diet was most likely phasic, right? It was affected by seasonality, availability, yep. Geography. It was affected by everything. And so we spent phases of time in ketosis, and we spent phases of time not in ketosis. We spent phases of time foraging and eating things that grew out of the ground, and we spent phases of time, eating the animal that we just caught. We would eat that animal until it was all gone. It wasn't like we would eat it and then go, oh, that's it, let's go find something. No, you ate that until it was gone. So chances are you feasted on meat for a couple days. And so from an evolutionary perspective, this makes sense, because if, in fact, you were in ketosis, you also have to be in a gluconeogenic state as well, because the body is still going to require some amount of blood sugar. Like when I'm in ketosis, my blood sugar drops down below 60. It gets to 57, 58, 59 as a rule. But that's still some glucose in my blood. And if I'm not getting it from my diet, which I'm not, that means that my body is producing that blood sugar. So this makes perfect sense from the standpoint of, we are starting to understand that ketones are also signaling molecules. And one of the signals they probably say is, we need to produce glucose because we're not getting it in our diet, and that's why us ketones are around. And they turn on the GNG machinery. And of course, if there's GNG going on, the body is going to store that, some portion of that, in the muscles as glycogen. I mean, am I off here, or doesn't that make sense?
No, I'll tell you what. This is really a great track to talk about, because if you really separate glycogen out, you've got really kind of two sources of glycogen: the glycogen you have in your liver, and then the glycogen that you have in your muscles. Now, we all know that the only way you can get glycogen or glucose in your blood is that you dump glycogen from your liver, because it's not going to leach out from your muscle. So in terms of performance, that's kind of what we're talking about, is that how do we boost ourselves, you know, anabolically from that perspective? If you put less stress on the body in terms of having to produce glucose for, you know, the blood, then you can retain those glycogen stores in the muscle. So it's almost like it's a dual system, if you will. And with ketones, you actually can, because you're not putting pressure on dumping glycogen, so you've stored that. Mm-hmm. So when you have a flight fight or you have a high intensity, guess what? You can dump that into the blood. And now you have all of the glucose and all the ketones to affect all the tissues that they need to affect in high-performance activities.
So let me tell you what I've been experimenting with recently. As of Thursday of last week, so I start my morning off with my – well, actually, I start my morning off first with 10 grams of glutamine, 10 grams of arginine, and 5 grams of glycine. That's for my gut on an empty stomach. Now, I know – that both glutamine and glycine are donors to gluconeogenesis. So perhaps some of that is turning into blood sugar, perhaps it's not. But shortly thereafter, within 20 minutes, I have my Ketogenics Prime. And then I do the things I have to do in the morning, cardio and all that sort of stuff. And a half hour before I go to the gym, I'm now taking 50 grams of a designer carbohydrate called Carbolin and 25 grams of Thrive protein, which is a interesting ratio of whey and casein, plus a bunch of other things like freeform amino acids, EAAs, and enzymes and colostrum, blah, blah, blah. I'm actually able to train harder and longer with this protocol now. And the reason I think it is a few things are happening. Number one, I've got ketones to sustain energy expenditure for long term. But I also have glucose for those bursts of heavy weightlifting that I'm doing. And then on top of that, I have high amounts of leucine traveling around the blood, which we know competes with serotonin at the brain for central nervous system fatigue, which is where fatigue really starts. It doesn't start in your muscles. It starts in your brain. This combination of Ketogenics Prime followed by Carbolin and Thrive protein, I swear, I don't need a pre-workout anymore. I can train harder and I can train longer. And it's evidenced by when I leave the gym, I don't feel crushed. I feel energized.
Well, this all comes back to this whole concept that we just talked about, and that is, can ketones help boost glycogen synthesis? And by taking the carbolin and the Thrive protein, and you take it in a percentage where you really want to force the muscle to actively build. So you're utilizing ketones as kind of that overall substrate, and then you're interjecting that the glucose, the glycogen synthesis and the protein synthesis at the same moment. So that, to me, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, because we know that muscle is metabolically expensive, and we know that the body governs how much muscle it will put on. Well, by having ketones and glucose and amino acids in the bloodstream at the same time, what you're basically telling the body is, we are in a land of abundance. Build muscle. That's really what you're doing.
That's correct. That's the anabolic part that you started the conversation with. It's about building, and opposed to it used to be where when you were switching away, you were in a catabolic state. Mm-hmm. And what we do know about ketones is that they are muscle sparing, that they are protein sparing. And the advantage to that is it allows you to use the protein for building.
Yes.
And the ketones substitute in for that energy. But we both know that when you utilize glucose, insulin, and protein, you get that anabolic muscle building effect.
Yeah. Yeah. This is magic.
That's what's happening. And then plus, you're using arginine, which is expanding your availability of blood. So the arginine part, you're getting an expansion of blood flow at the same time. Now you're moving all of the equipment around. You're moving all of the substrates at the right moment.
This protocol,
that's what it appears to me.
This protocol is amazing. I haven't been able to train this hard, and I've got some really problematic injuries right now in my legs, in my foot. I've got a crushed foot that's going to need surgery. I keep putting it off, and I go to the gym in the morning after this protocol, and I feel like King Kong, and I train like King Kong, and I can't, you know, and I gotta also say something else before we go into this break, and then I want to bring Rob into the discussion when we come back, because he's getting away too easy. I commend you for something that you just did, and it probably went unnoticed. You are not a dogmatic company. When I talked about using a designer carbohydrate, and I talked about protein, and I talked about these amino acids, most companies who have a vested interest in selling a ketone supplement would have diverted away from that discussion saying, yes, these things all together matter. They would have just said, no, well, just us, just our ketone product. I don't know if the audience just picked up on this, but what you basically did was say, we are not everything, but we are an important part of what everything can be. And from a company standpoint, I have to commend you for that, because it was not forced. I hope people picked up on that. You didn't go, oh, no, it's all about ketones. You said ketones are part of this important process. And that's really an important thing from a company standpoint, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, that was exactly the motivation behind designing the whole concept of Keto Vital. So, you know, we know that there are certain vitamins, minerals, substrates you really need when you go low carb, and how to take advantage of that. So the engineering behind that is Keto Vital doesn't supply ketones. It supplies the vitamins, minerals, and substrates that are needed that support ketones. And so you're exactly right, Carl. That's our motivation.
I don't even know what Keto Vital is. Now we have to come out of the break and talk about that. I don't even know what Keto Vital is. Okay, we have to take a break, and we will find out what Keto Vital is in just a minute. Stay tuned.
My transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Okay, are you ready? Welcome back. We're talking to Gary Millett and Rob Rogers. We're talking about Ketogenics Prime. I love this stuff. I really do. I start every morning with it specifically because of the minerals. And then, of course, the ketones are wonderful. What is Keto Vital? I've never even heard of it before until you just threw that out there. Let's get Rob in here because I thought Rob was awfully quiet. Then I realized that we had dropped him. So there you go.
No, that's okay. I loved it. I was listening to you guys. It's a good way to keep me to shut up. So Carl, the premise of coming out with Keto Vital, and then and we also have come out with another great product called Keto Meal, which is the first ever actually ketogenic meal replacement with ketones in it. But back to Keto Vital, is obviously when anybody goes into a low carb or a ketogenic state, it's a shock on the body. So Gary did a fabulous job of coming up with something that would have, you know, for somebody being in a low carb or a ketogenic state, the proper vitamins and minerals that would be needed. And I mean, we're talking about cortisol support, some stuff he put in there that Gary can get into that regulates glucose, and then obviously some amino blend. So we just literally came out with this and the Keto Meal about 2 weeks ago, and the response has been great. But Gary, you might want to get into more of the specifics, you know, about why somebody would need this when they go into this low carb ketogenic state.
Well, I got a question first for Gary. So in other words, we hear a lot of people talk about getting keto flu or keto flu, depending on how you pronounce it, when they first start a ketogenic diet, which I always thought was just a rough transition to becoming fat adapted. So would Keto Vital actually help those people?
Absolutely. The reason for that is, if you've read a lot of studies, if you've read a lot of comments on keto flu, a lot of people have headaches. They get irritable. Now, part of that, as you probably know, comes from the hypoglycemia you get because you're switching fuel sources.
Right.
You're going from a high carbohydrate fuel source to almost a no carbohydrate fuel source, and you're waiting for your body sort of to get those ketones ramped up. But during that process, you're also going to be depriving your body of some very essential vitamins, some very essential minerals, as well as like certain amino acids, because you know you're going to reduce your protein at the same point, because you know the gluconeogenesis process. You don't want to have too much protein, otherwise you're just going to continue to produce glucose. So all of those transitional stages, you go through that. So getting rid of the muscle cramps, getting rid of the headaches, that's all a support mechanism, and one of those things that we designed around Keto Vital to help with, not only initially, but to sustain that, and really flows into the topic, Carl, we're talking about today.
Interesting. Now, that's available right now if people wanted to start using that?
Right now.
Where would people go to get that?
They can go to either our website, which is either kegenix.com, KEGENIX.com, or real, R-E-A-L, ketones.com, or they can go to Amazon. And so it's on our site and on Amazon. They can buy it right now.
And what is the cost of Keto Vital, and how long of a supply do you get?
So you have a 30-day supply, and it's $19.99.
Oh, that's pretty cheap.
Pretty good price.
So would you start taking that immediately upon starting a ketogenic diet, or would you take it at some point when you notice you're not becoming fat-adapted fast enough?
I would actually start taking it prior to going into a ketogenic diet. Huh. Because certain vitamins, like vitamin K2, a lot of people don't even have it. You know, there's a lot of study being done on that particular vitamin, as well as magnesium. You need chromium, but more importantly, there's three other elements to Keto Vital I think, Carl, you'll find interesting. We did an amino blend in that essentially delivers all BCAA. So there's branched-chain amino acids in Keto Vital. And the second blend is we are doing a cortisol support blend. So one of the things that, as you probably know, as you go through cycling back and forth through your energy, at night, you want to kind of take advantage of a lower cortisol cycle, and during the day you want to kind of amp that up. So we've put together a cortisol support blend in Keto Vital. The other thing that you really want to do is that as you change fuel sources, we want to give the mitochondria as much support as we can. So we have also a molecular blend that we've also put into the vitamin. You've got CoQ10, you've got acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic, and you've got L-glutathione. So those add to what your mitochondria need to do in order to, I think, take advantage of a full ketone regimen.
Okay, now tell me about this new meal replacement. Is it like a powder? Is it packets? How does it work?
Go ahead, Rob. I could talk to that. So we're going to have it come two ways. Right now we have a 15-day jug. And what's amazing with Charlie or what we did with the flavor is we've come out with vanilla and chocolate. And so one of the biggest challenges about exogenous products is just the taste. And that's been, you know, that's been a big challenge. But what we've done is, the product, vanilla and chocolate, literally tastes just like that. And, again, if people go to Amazon, they'll already see a bunch of reviews that have been done on the products. And the reviews are crazy. But it comes in a 15-day jug. And then we're also just getting ready to come out with sachets very similar to Prime. So those will come in a 12-day box. So for people that are traveling or take stuff to the office, et cetera, we'll have the pouches they come in as well.
Interesting. Really, really. Wow, I knew nothing about these products at all.
Yeah, this is, again, Gary's, you know, we kind of lock him up in the lab and, and let him do his magic. But what we really knew is this meal replacement area was a big space. And we were like, how do we play in that? And Gary spent about, you know, I don't know, 3-4 months working with various people. And it was like, how do we create a literal meal replacement that has ketones in it? So the product has 10 grams of protein, and then it has the BHB salts and the MCT. So you get the benefit of a meal replacement, again, with ketones in it. And then, again, the flavoring is just outstanding. It really is. And then on top of that, Colin, Friday, we will have done our new Prime product that is orange and lemon. And it literally tastes like lemonade and orange.
I think so I've tried. I've been using it. That's the second flavor, right?
No, we have a new we have a new version that's coming out.
Oh,
it's even a newer version because there was still some people that were saying, you know, if the taste could be better, you know, I take it every single day. Well, we did that. So this new one that will literally start selling in about 2 weeks really tastes like Minute Maid lemonade. And orange juice. They said you would never be able to flavor it, and we did. It's going to be amazing.
Wow. Wow, I can't wait. I like the lemon-flavored one now. I mean, the lemon, whatever.
Probably your community, Carl, and being a – you know, Gary and I are former athletes. We'll take anything. You know, if it's good for you, even if it tastes bad, we'll eat it. But if you're going to go to mainstream and really help everybody, there is a big subset of that population that's all about taste, and we get it. But it's just taken a long time because when you start talking about, you know, BHB, it's incredibly tough to flavor. But what Gary did with, you know, our other scientists, that these two new products, plus, you know, what they did with this meal replacement are amazing.
Yeah. Very interesting. I want to take our last commercial break, and I actually had planned on talking about your professional athletic career. I didn't know Gary was also a professional athlete. So let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, let's delve into the personal side of my guest. Stay tuned.
Quit
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Rob Rogers and Gary Millett from Ketogenics, Real Ketones. Great product. I love the product. I love it because of its mineral blend, especially, because I feel like I'm killing two birds with one stone. So, Rob, you play pro ball, right?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, as I was saying, and Gary played Gary just right now is an incredible athlete. I mean, he's one of the best tennis players, and I think, in the state of Utah, which is amazing. And then, Gary, you can talk to us. I think Gary played some basketball in college and also did a lot with karate. But yeah, I played, I was fortunate enough to play with the Cleveland Indians. So it was a great experience.
How long did you play?
I got drafted. I went to the University of San Diego and got drafted out of college. And then I played up through 1991 was my last year.
You know, I have never been attracted to organized sports, but I have, you know, Italians, we have uncles that really aren't uncles. You know, they're like close family members, and your parents say, well, that's Uncle Joe. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I have an uncle who's really not a blood uncle. His name is Joe Pignatano. He was on the Brooklyn Dodgers. He was the catcher on the Dodgers, and then he went to the Mets, and he was both a pitching coach and a he was the bullpen. He was the pitching coach for the Mets. Oh, he was the third base coach too in '69 when they won the World Series, and he played with the Mets all the way up until when Joe Torre went to Atlanta. He went to Atlanta for a couple years, and then he retired. So when I was in college, his son Frankie and I, we were very close. So we would hang out at the in the clubhouse at Shea Stadium, and I didn't really like baseball, but hanging out in the clubhouse and then in the dugout was a huge chick magnet, you know. And so we would hang out in the clubhouse, and then of course leaving the clubhouse is like throngs of people trying to get Lee Mazzilli's autograph or, you know, somebody like that. And then we would be seen leaving it like, oh, who's that? And people would come up to you and they want to know who you are. And we were two schmucks in college, but we leveraged it, you know. But it was really an interesting experience because baseball players are actually some of the greatest athletes, strength athletes. I had the wonderful opportunity to meet Willie Mays. Willie Mays had legitimately 21-inch upper arms taped out. I mean, the guy was, he could have been a bodybuilder if he wanted to, if he would have turned his sights on that. But baseball players get a raw deal because everybody's like, oh, yeah, you just stand around and then you sprint and then you stand. But really, baseball players, probably second only to football players, are some of the strongest athletes I've ever met in my life who can bench press and squat and deadlift and do all those kind of things, but they kind of get a raw deal because the sport is not a fast moving sport per se. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. And I, you know, to echo what you just said, I always, people say, what was it like playing? I said, just watch the movie Bull Durham. If you ever saw that movie, and I said, it's pretty much how it was. Yeah, you know, today, Carl, the baseball athlete, you know, the baseball players, the majority of them are in incredible shape. But yeah, when I played, you know, there was a lot of beer drinking. But from a strength standpoint, I would agree with you 100%. Some of the strongest guys I ever was around. Some of them didn't look like it, but yeah, just incredibly, incredibly strong.
Yeah. Gary, talk to me about tennis. How old are you, Gary?
I'm 65.
I mean, and you're in great shape. You and I didn't know each other at the time, but we stayed at the same hotel in Tampa, and I saw you in the gym, the hotel gym, in the morning when I was in there too. You were in there very early, as I was. We were the only two in there, actually. I didn't know you then, so I didn't introduce myself to you. But you train pretty hard, don't you?
I train very hard. In fact, it's interesting. Rob and I just added a personal trainer about 2 or 3 months ago. And that's really been helpful because, you know, some of the things you do right, some of the things you do wrong, and it's really very important, I think, to get different perspectives. But what's very, very interesting is that I've been in a ketogenic type of lifestyle for about 4 years now. And over that four-year period of time, every one of my metabolic indicators is now better than it was when I started. Every single one of them. And the one thing that is interesting is it used to be by the third set, you were really getting tired. So you'd kind of exhausted your glycogen stores. You're pretty much, doing your best to chug out the third set. I find now my most difficult set starts as the first set, and that's why what I've done is something very similar to what you're doing with the carbolin
and the Thrive protein to start the set.
Right.
So I'm carbo loading prior to the match. And it's amazing by set number three, you can't believe how powerful the ketones are.
I can't believe
you're
saying this because I'm exactly the same way. My hardest, I'm talking about training now, set is that very first set. By the third set, I am so much stronger and pushing so much harder that I actually focus on my third. I do five sets of everything. I do giant sets. I do five sets of everything. I actually taper off on my fourth and fifth set. I slow it down because I don't want to leave the gym completely crushed anymore.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you when you're pushing the last set, Rob and I both feel the last set is easier than it's ever been.
Well, I actually stopped the last set short of complete failure. I try to fail on my third and fourth set, and then I let the last set. So I don't know. I purposely drop the last few reps of each movement and not go to failure. But I definitely could. But my goal is to train a little bit more sensibly now. Of course, just the sheer volume of work that I do in the morning in 40 minutes. I mean, I get done more in 40 minutes what most people do in an hour and a half in the gym because I do all four movement giant sets with heavy weight and generally compound movements. So I'm moving very quickly, almost like Vince Gironda would dictate. But I purposely back off on my last set. I have this attitude that I want to leave something in the tank for the next session. But my third and fourth set, I go to failure with everything.
Do you find that here's one of the things that we find. Our recovery time is so fast. So it's like, if you work out one day, you know how you have to kind of recover and you kind of have that aching feeling the next day?
Yeah.
That's gone. That's what's really probably more impressive to me than anything is that if I play on a Monday, I literally would have to wait till Wednesday to really play hard again. I can play daily. That's a big change.
I train daily. I purposely, like today I'm off. I purposely take off. I have scheduled days off. I train Monday, Tuesday, I'm off Wednesday. I train Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm off Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have easily have gone to the gym today and trained shoulders, but I just kind of, again, I'm trying to back off. I've injured myself so many times over the years that I'm actually trying to stick to a protocol that takes my ego and my stupidity out of the equation. Because I could have gone to the gym today and trained. And I didn't sleep good last night. I was up at 1:47, and I didn't get back to sleep till 4:30. So my sleep was interrupted last night, and that was another reason I thought, well, I'm just going to take off today. But, yeah, see, part of the problem today, when you talk about low-carb diets, carbohydrates covers a vast array of potential foods. And unfortunately, specificity is thrown out the window because when you talk about carbohydrate consumption, you talk about low carb, you know, people right now, there's a huge debate going on amongst many people producing good research. Low carb is not good. Low carb is good. I think that it varies by person. And as I said earlier, I think, from an evolutionary perspective, phases are important. Like I have been training fasted for the past 8 or 9 months. All of a sudden now I'm adding carbohydrates pre-workout and protein pre-workout. And I'll do that for a while, but then I'll probably go back and train fasted again because I'm always trying to emulate what we would have experienced in a more ancestral environment as far as my food intake. The other thing is when we talk about low carb, you know, taking a carbohydrate supplement pre-workout, and I've talked about this on the show before, buy yourself a glucometer. Take a dose of something. If it's Carbolin, cluster dextrin, there's some pretty popular designer carbohydrate supplements in there that seem to get in the body and get out of the body quickly. Approach it like a race car. If anybody's ever had I had a race car when I was a young man, and it was also a street car. And so I would never fill my tank up to run the quarter mile. I didn't want to drag an extra 150 pounds down the track. I would only put in the tank what I needed to get that run and taxi back to the pits. And we need to start looking at carbohydrate consumption pre-workout this way. Buy a glucometer, take a dose of something, check your blood sugar before the dose. Check your blood sugar a half hour after the dose so you can see where it's up to. Then check your blood sugar again post-workout. If you trained hard enough and you did your dosing right, your blood sugar should be returning back to baseline by the time that you're done training. Hence, you have just enough fuel to go down the track and back to the pit, but not enough to interrupt the things you want to happen post-workout, which is returning back to low blood sugar levels because of the fantastic research that Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale first talked about 30 years ago, that insulin shuts the anabolic window down. If you can keep insulin down by keeping blood sugar down post-workout, that anabolism occurs for a longer period of time throughout the day than just for the hour after the workout. So I think that we're starting to understand context. When we talk about nutrition and supplementation, context is king, not content. We need to look at using carbohydrates, leveraging them pre-workout, having them disappear post-workout. And that can be done when you use some of these designer carbohydrates like Carbolin. You buy yourself a cheap glucometer, and you start paying attention to these details. Comments?
And, one of the things I want to say is that all the things that you're describing are really tied together in a really big strategy, and that is how do we as human beings manage insulin?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look at the runaway chronic disease issues that are associated right now with insulin insensitivity or lack of insulin, either one, that to us is one of our goals, is how do we help people control that insulin? And by the way, when you control insulin, you really do control glucose. So a lot of the stuff that you're talking about today, Carl, is right down the alley of what's best to do in terms of controlling insulin and then controlling insulin good and in terms of high and low. There's some potentiation to bursting insulin with glucose and protein. But then again, you want to calm that down so you don't have that lingering curve.
Right. Right.
That is really the secret on this dual fuel concept that we have talked about so much today, which I love that subject. And Rob and I have discussed that forever. And I think, Rob, you can comment on this, but I think Rob is lifting more today than he's ever lifted. Is Rob?
Yeah, I am. You know, I'm 51, and I was at dinner the other night with a buddy of mine and his wife. And they have a college kid that goes to my same gym that I see in there every once in a while. And so when I showed up, I've kind of put on some more muscle. And Kirk said, you know, when you're in the gym, they talk about you.
Huh.
And I go, wow. You know, I look at my wife. I go, man, am I being mean? You know, that's the first thing you think
right.
about. Am I doing
right.
something wrong?
Right.
And Kirk goes, absolutely not. He's going, what you're doing in the gym is you're pissing off all the young guys. And I said, why am I doing that? He goes, because how much you lift. And it's upsetting these young guys because they cannot believe, as old as you are, how much you can bench and curl and squat. And I just started laughing. But to Gary's point, the only thing I've changed, since I played pro baseball is this ketogenic diet and supplementation. It's the only thing different I'm doing.
Right.
And, for me, and you know me, Carl, all I say is tell people to take the product. You know, if it doesn't work, we take it back. But I'm not a big sales guy on it. I believe in it. You know, I think it works for the majority of people that take it. But for me personally, it's just transformed my life. I mean, it's crazy.
So let's just plug a couple things before we pull the plug on the interview. First of all, we have two new products. And the first is a supplement to help people make a smoother transition into a ketogenic state, right? And that is called Keto Vital, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
People can find that on Amazon.com. It's very inexpensive. It's $19, it sounds like. And this is a great thing, a support system to facilitate, to give your body what you need to actually be in an optimal position to become fat adapted and produce ketones, right?
That is correct.
The new MRP is called what?
Keto meal, ketogenics keto meal. And again, it comes in vanilla and it comes in chocolate. 15-day supply is $49.99.
Okay, and it's a meal replacement, as it says. You got to look at it from the standpoint of you can go buy lunch, you can cook food, or you can just chug this for convenience. And so it's obviously priced in that category as a meal replacement. And I would imagine it's also vitamin fortified?
It is. Yeah, Gary did a great job. Yep, fantastic product.
We have a new flavor coming out, a new flavor coming out for the Ketogenics Prime, which will actually taste like Minute Maid lemonade, which people will love. Right now, we have a 15% discount with the coupon code SHR on the Ketogenics Prime. Are there any coupon codes for the new products?
Yeah, what we'll do here, and I'll get with my people right after this, Carl, we're going to extend that. We'll actually make that a 20% discount. And they can put your code in, and I'll have them change it today, but they'll get a 20% discount by just putting that code in.
And now, is that just for the Ketogenics Prime, or is that for all three products?
Every product.
There you go.
Every single one.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Thank you. We didn't talk about that ahead of time, so this is completely candid. Thank you so much for doing that for the audience. And you can get that, and that'll work at the Amazon sales venue as well, or do they have to buy through your website to take advantage of that?
Buy through our website to make sure that happens. I'll see if we can do it for Amazon. I'll get back to you. But right now, go to the website and type that in.
And go ahead and plug the website again.
What they can do, it's either Ketogenics, KEGENIX.com, or Real Ketones, RealKetones.com. Either one of those.
Excellent. And I want to say something now. I want to thank you guys for being sponsors. The show has gone through a rough transition recently, and you guys never pulled the chain. You never said, hey, you know, we're rethinking this. You've supported the show wholeheartedly all along, and we will always support Ketogenics Prime. It's one of my favorite products to use, and I use it every single day, and I love it. So I want to thank you.
Thanks, Carl. We love what you're doing.
Yep, we sure do.
All right, listen, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much. Check out Ketogenics Prime. I love the product. Also, thanks to Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour. If you have questions for Dr. Jeff, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Ask the Scientist banner ad, and send them a question. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned tomorrow. We're going to be exploring insulin, a completely new look at insulin, actually. Insulin as an energy substrate modulator, not just about blood sugar. It's going to be a really, really promising discussion, and we are going to look at type 2 diabetes from a different standpoint. We're going to look at it from completely related to adipose tissue accrual and ratios of muscle to adipose tissue. This is going to be a really fascinating discussion tomorrow. I hope you can tune in. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.